Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Mal Sampa endorses former President Edgar Lungu for 2026, declares PF reunited. Kasempa man buried alive in suspected witchcraft ritual. And in international news, DR Congo seeks to remove ex-President Kabila's immunity.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Patriotic Front faction president Mal Sampa has officially endorsed former President Edgar Lungu as the party's candidate for the 2026 general elections, pledging full support to ensure Mr. Lungu appears on the ballot. Speaking during a press briefing today, Mr. Sampa has stated that internal party disputes have been resolved and both factions have reconciled. He said there are no longer two PF factions but one united party, revealing that reconciliation documents have been submitted to court and are awaiting a judge's signature.
I'm hereby endorsing for presidential candidate President Edgar. The people have told me at Iria Bola upper 12th August 2026, Iwe Mbappe, Mal Sampa, Ikarapa bench. They have told me that's what I've done. I've endorsed Edgar, Rene Omesi, Chagua Lungu. I'll do everything possible to ensure that President Lungu is on the ballot. I must tell you, we have reconciled all the differences that we had, we've discussed and everybody involved, and there is no two PF, there's only one PF, and our candidate is President Edgar Chagua Lungu.
Meanwhile, PF acting president Given Luvinda has welcomed the reconciliation, saying it reflects the party's resilience. Mr. Luvinda has described Mr. Sampa's endorsement of Mr. Lungu as part of the long-anticipated Plan B, adding that more elements of the plan will be revealed in the coming days.
Your government will continue to strengthen social security.
I beg your pardon. President Hakainde Hichilema has announced that government has directed the National Pension Scheme Authority to waive penalties for a specified period in a bid to help Zambians navigate current economic hardships. Speaking during Labor Day commemoration in Mansa District in Lopula Province under the theme Shaping Zambia's Future of Work Through Homegrown Solutions for Inclusive Economic Growth, President Hichilema said the waiver is part of broader reforms aimed at making pension schemes more accessible and beneficial during challenging times. The head of state has reaffirmed his administration's commitment to strengthening social security and protecting workers' rights across the country, stating that the government's agenda is to build a Zambia rooted in patriotism, unity and equity.
Your government will continue to strengthen social security. One specific way we are doing it to strengthen social security is to reform the pension schemes to enhance benefits and then extend, for example, NAPSA penalties. We have decided to extend these penalties, the waiver on penalties, to ease the compliance during the hard economic times. We have taken that decision. All those of you who are facing NAPSA penalties because of the economic difficulties, your government has directed NAPSA to waive this for a period of time to allow you to recover.
Meanwhile, Zambia Congress of Trade Unions President Blake Mlala has raised concerns about poor working conditions, including low wages, high taxes and growing income disparities. He has also condemned increasing anti-union practices, noting that some workers are reportedly barred from joining or forming unions, a violation of labor rights.
Workers in this country face low wages. They face heavy taxation and income disparities. When we speak of low wages, the situation becomes very bad in the private sector. And the government must focus its attention in the private sector. There seems to be no order in the private sector. We have a challenge of anti-union. Some employers are not allowing workers to belong to union. This has been the cry for the unions for too long.
Police in Kasempa district are investigating the unlawful killing of a 62-year-old man who is believed to have been buried alive in a grave alongside the coffin of his grandson he was accused of bewitching. Police spokesperson Rehamonga has confirmed the incident, which took place during a mob-led Kikondo ritual, a banned traditional practice involving a so-called moving coffin in Shapela village of Nyoka Chiefdom. Mr. Amonga said the incident occurred on April 30th, 2025 and was reported at 15 hours by Chief Nyoka. He said preliminary investigations indicate that 22-year-old Alan Mewa drowned while fishing on April 29. However, villagers, disregarding Chief Nyoka's advice, conducted the outlawed Kikondo ritual, falsely attributing the drowning to witchcraft. Mr. Amonga said, according to police, the coffin believed by the mob to be moving under supernatural influence led villagers to the home of Boaz Ludia, Alan Mewa's grandfather and headman of the village. He said, citing past disputes and allegations of witchcraft, the mob accused Mr. Ludia of causing his grandson's death. Mr. Amonga said the mob reportedly assaulted Mr. Ludia, dragged him to the burial site and buried him alive by placing his grandson's coffin on top of him before sealing the grave. He said police officers responding to the report discovered both bodies in the same grave, which has since been marked for potential exhumation. Mr. Hamonga has stated that investigations are ongoing but no arrests have been made as both families have fled the area.
This practice erroneously believed to reveal individuals responsible for death through witchcraft. The coffin, allegedly moving on its own under spiritual influence, was laid by the mob and directed to the residence of Mr. Boaz Ludia, age 62, who was both the grandfather to the deceased and headman of Shapela village. The mob accused him of causing his grandson's death, citing past disputes over fish and his alleged reputation of practicing witchcraft.
The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed disappointment over what it describes as institutional weakness and a lack of commitment from key governance bodies in the fight against corruption. CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has accused both the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions of lacking the capacity to fulfill government's pledge to conclude corruption trials within 5 months of commencement. Mr. Tembo has stated that despite government's highly publicized 5-month timeline for resolving corruption cases introduced in 2024, not a single case has been concluded within the stipulated period. He has attributed this failure to weak institutional structures and lack of professionalism within these bodies. Mr. Tembo has further criticized the judiciary, saying it lacks the necessary capacity to meet government's timeline, citing internal inefficiencies and possible external interference from the executive as key obstacles.
When you look at the Anti-Corruption Commission, it has internal weaknesses. For example, they took long just to investigate cases. So, just as long as the systems are not taking corruption seriously and looking at it as a calamity which has made Zambia to be looted and plundered by the elite members of society, the conclusion of cases in 5 months is doubtful. Even our judiciary, they still lack capacity, internal capacity to do that, and they also come sometimes under what we believe to be external influence from those who do not respect separation of power.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Government has reiterated the critical importance of value addition in the mining sector as a strategy to maximize national benefits and drive economic diversification. Speaking at the launch of the Kariba Minerals Rocks and Jewelry Store at East Park Mall in Lusaka on Wednesday evening, Minister of Mines and Mineral Development Paul Kabuswe has emphasized that value addition is central to ensuring that Zambia fully benefits from its rich natural resources. Mr. Kabuswe has stated that government has placed significant emphasis on value addition as it enables the country to effectively benefit from its mineral wealth.
We have set up now a specific director to look at the artisanal and small-scale miners.
because those are the guys that are running with the gold sector. Those are the guys running with amethyst, quartz.